President Bush was in the White House Rose Garden this morning to welcome Heather Mercer and Dana Curry, the two American aid workers who had been held by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He took questions from reporters concerning the war in Afghanistan and efforts to fight terrorism worldwide.
This is a dangerous period of time. This is a period of time in which we're now hunting down the people who are responsible for bombing America. I said a long time ago one of our objectives is to smoke them out and get them running and bring them to justice. We're smoking them out, they're running, and now we're going to bring them to justice. I also said we'll use whatever means necessary to achieve that objective.
Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Morning.
Good morning.
There are reports that one American has been killed in Afghanistan, and the Marines are now engaged there, so the risk of casualties is higher. Did the president say anything about that today?
He did. He was asked specifically about the American public's tolerance for casualties. In the Gulf War, of course, very few American casualties. And again, the first one in Afghanistan, actually, though there have been earlier deaths in staging areas outside the country. But he said, obviously, no president or commander-in-chief hopes anybody loses life in the theater, was the phrase he used. He said, but it's going to happen. And the president also reminded reporters and the public that he has been saying since early on as this campaign began that America has to be prepared for loss of life. And he further said that he believes the American people understand that. And he wanted to stress that as well as things may be going at this point in Afghanistan, that this is the very early stages of this conflict, and it's going to take patience, and there are likely to be more casualties.
With the war moving into a new phase, what issues are becoming more important?
Well, the questions started to reflect, I think, what's on the American public's mind today. What next after Afghanistan? Clearly, there is still work to be done in Afghanistan, and the president made the point that they're focusing on what happens there. But the questions started to focus on what next, where next, and Saddam Hussein's name came up, of course, in Iraq. There's been a lot of speculation as to whether or not that's where the American military will move in next. And the president would not give any specifics. He does leave all specifics to the Defense Department. But he essentially said that his message is, if you harbor a terrorist, you are a terrorist. If you feed a terrorist, you're a terrorist. If you develop weapons of mass destruction, something Iraq has been accused of, and you want to terrorize the world, you will be held accountable. So that's nothing we haven't heard from him before, but again, it does underscore that this does not end in Afghanistan.
The National Bureau of Economic Research said today the United States entered a recession in March. Did the president address that?
He did. He said shortly after he took office, he knew that the U.S. economy was slowing down and that it was going to take some steps. He cited his tax relief plan to get things back going again, and he used this news today to push the U.S. Senate to agree to a House-passed package of economic stimulus, this one focusing a lot of cuts for businesses.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.